Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend.
Whew. Are y'all okay? I want you to understand many to this day talk about an event that turned the world upside down. Many say it started a rebellion against the world. Some say that it paved a path to enlightenment. Some say it's just speculation. But I'm here this morning to tell you that Jesus is alive and well. This morning I'm here to tell you that I know He's alive and well because I talked to Him this morning. See, we serve a risen Lord and Savior. We don't serve a dead king. I'm going to tell you something. Every king that has stood before the foundation of this world is dead and gone, but we have one that is alive and well. Amen. We have one that got up and walked out of a tomb and He looked back and He said, "I'll be back." The rest of them are still in the ground rotten. This morning, I want you to understand that if you walked in this place and there ain't a pep in your step and there ain't a song in your heart, do not walk out those doors this morning because I want to introduce you to the hope of glory that is in me. Amen. Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 1. Says this, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the speculator, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found a stone rolled away from the speculator. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." Hold on one second. "They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but He is risen. Remember how He spake unto you when yet He was in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified, and on the third day He rise again. And they remembered His words and returned from the speculator and told all these things unto the 11 and all the rest." I want to share something with you. Since that day, we have seen a world turn into a place that calls truth lies and the lies truth. We have seen the world turn into a place that calls good evil and evil good. Catch me here, folks. We live in a world that is upside down and twisted from the left to the right. People don't know whether they're coming and going. They've got their hope put in a primary election. They have their hope put into whoever's in the White House. I want to tell you my hope is in Jesus because He got up and He walked out of an empty tomb and He took that face cloth, and I'll explain something about that in just a moment, and folded it nice and neat and laid it down. And He said, "Don't worry, fellas, I'm going to be back someday." Speculation has it that as we're getting ready for this great solar eclipse that's coming, everybody is freaking out, man. Get your tanks full of gas, buy a bunch of groceries. Y'all better have toilet paper because y'all know how that goes. But I'm going to tell you this. I talked to a gentleman the other day and he said, I won't be able to be here after the 8th because the world's coming to an end. My Bible tells me that no man nor angel know the hour, not even the Son of Man, when the Father's going to say, "Go back and get my children." We live in a day society where people have put their hope in so many other things. Let me tell you something. The doctor may have gave you bad news. Miss Gloria, I feel like preaching this morning. The doctor might have gave you bad news, but I'm going to tell you this. I serve a king that is alive and well who gave all the good news. This morning, I want to share with you that no matter what God is doing, no matter what life looks like right now, there is hope in Jesus. I want you to understand what I'm fixing to tell you, and I want you to hear me. Ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. And I mean this with all my heart. This will be the shortest message I've preached in a long time. Some of y'all are thinking, last time you said that, we was here a while. But I'm going to promise you this. And I want you to understand what I'm fixing to tell you. That cross bore all of our shame, all of our guilt. It bore everything that was known to man. Think about Jesus. Went up into the wilderness and was tempted at all points. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you've been through, He went through worse. Amen. He took the sin of the world upon Himself. And like that video said, they said, you know what? We're going to kill Him. We're going to put Him in this tomb. And it's over. They thought it was over, Whisper. They thought that was the end, y'all. They thought that was it. We can kill Him. We can get rid of Him. Problem solved. That was only the beginning of what would turn this world upside down. Somebody asked me, how can you be so sure that He's alive and well? Because my Bible tells me so. Look, I had a gentleman tell me one time, he said, you know, you don't know if you're really saved or not. There's no way to know unless you know the day, the hour, and where you was at when it happened. I said, I got one better for you than that. I know that I'm potty trained. I don't remember when. I don't remember how. And I don't know where I was at, but I know I am. Let me tell you something, folks. We are in the last hour. There is a time coming when no man knows, and that trump can sound at any second, and you better be ready. The traditional custom of the face cloth and the Jewish custom, they would take that cloth, and what we know as a face cloth, men, is what we would use to dry our face off after we shave. They would take these face cloths, and if they were done eating and they didn't want any more, they would just wad it up and throw it down. That meant they was done. It was finished. It was over. But if they was coming back, hold on, catch this now. If they was coming back, they would fold it up, Mama Deb, and they would put it down and they'd say, hold on, I'll be back in a little bit. That face cloth was folded in the tomb, ladies and gentlemen. That tells me my King Jesus is coming back. Somebody asked me one time, they said, how can you be so excited about somebody that you can't see and talk to? I don't know about y'all, but I see Him every day when I look at them beautiful kids. I see Him every day when I get up and I take a big, deep breath. Every Sunday I come in here and I watch as these kids just crowd around Christy or Mason. And I know I see some mamas and daddies doing this. But I want to tell you something. I see Him every time we walk in these doors and somebody walks down that aisle and says, I need to be saved. I see Him every time we get to step into the baptismal waters. I see Him every day. Y'all didn't come for church this morning. Y'all just came to sit here. Amen. Come on now. I know you done got your belly full. We serve a risen Savior. How can you not be excited about that? How can you not get up every morning and say, you know what, I can't carry a tune in the bucket, but I'm going to sing His holy name all day long. The day may be bad, the week may be long, but don't you quit, because He's coming back. I've got a sermon clip that I listen to of Rock Collins. If y'all ain't never heard of Rock Collins, I encourage you to look Rock up. He's out of Covington, Tennessee. I love Rock. I love his heart for the Lord. But I'm going to tell you what, him and Austin Norton may be brothers. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Rock began to preach one night, and I listened to that sermon clip, Carrie, what, probably three or four times a year. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Just endure. Because Jesus is alive and well. I want you to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. This morning, as I stand before you, I want you to know that I've read this book from Genesis to Revelations. I've read it from beginning to end. And all I've seen is hope. All I've seen is promise. All I've seen is the instruction of the Lord. I want you to understand what I'm fixing to tell you this morning. No matter how bad it is, He is in control. And I promise you there's a day coming where He is coming back for a bride. It's not a rescue mission. We better get that out of our head right now. It's a wedding date. And I don't know about y'all, but when Carrie walked down that aisle on June the 5th in the blistering sun, I looked at her and I thought, she's perfect. And I'm not saying that because she's sitting here. I mean that with all my heart. Just radiant beauty walking down that aisle. And I remember looking at her, Josh, and going, how in the world did I end up with her? And she looked at me and thought, what am I doing with him? It was all over her face. I knew that's what she was thinking. But I knew at that very moment that she meant business. And she knew at that very moment we locked eyes that I meant business. That moment you walked the aisle and you said yes to Jesus and no to the world, my friend, He got serious about you. Are you ready to be serious about Him? Are you ready to live a life true, fit, calling to the King? Because I want to tell you something. He's alive and well. You can't ride no fence and serve Jesus. You can't live half for Jesus and half for the world. It don't work that way. You can't say, I don't want to be religious. Great, because Jesus wasn't religious. Religious people killed Jesus. I want you to understand something. Religion is worthless. It's useless. But the moment you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you get away from religion and you get into relationship. I've had people look at me and say, well, I'm this and I'm that. Oh, good, I just love Jesus. I don't get into all of this's and that's, because you get into this's and that's, and next thing you know, you're stuck in between. Did I do it right according to this one, or did I do it wrong according to that one? Come on now, church. 613 laws and 10 commandments. If you want to live that away, you miss one, you missed them all. Try it. That's why we got Jesus. Y'all, I'm telling you, this morning there's something that's shifting. There's something that is transitioning in our land. And I want you to understand what I'm fixing to tell you, and I mean this with all my heart. I believe with all my heart we're entering into a season of transition. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. I believe that as we enter this season of transition, we're going to see prodigals come home. I believe as we enter in this season of transition, we're going to see revival break out. As we enter into this season of transition, we're going to see families restored. We're going to see marriages restored. We're going to see fathers and mothers and sons and daughters all reunited with transformation of the Holy Ghost, renewal of the Holy Spirit, touching families. I'm sick and tired of Satan's attacking our families and church folks sitting back going, well, we don't know what to do. When the Holy Spirit came upon you, you received power. What do you mean you don't know what to do? What do you mean you're at a loss for words? Speak the name of Jesus. We want to sing there's victory in Jesus, but we don't believe there's victory in Jesus. What is wrong with us? Are we just the frozen chosen? Or are we going to actually stand up and walk in what we believe that we walk in? Are we going to stand up and say, you know what, I'm tired of playing games. I'm tired of acting like I don't know what to do, because I promise you, once you dive in and you get to know Him, and I mean really know Him, when you dive in and you learn who He's called you to be, you quit seeing your value and your identity for what the world says you are and see it for who He says you are. It changes your life from the inside out. I'm fixing to close. Y'all thought I was joking, didn't you? I seen some of you look at me and said, yeah, right. Amen. But I'm fixing to close here in just a minute. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole lot I could go on about a risen Savior. But I believe in following the instruction of the Lord. Amen. I want to explain this to you this morning. We love one another. Amen. We love to be there for one another. The Bible tells us, if there any sick among you, call upon the elders of the church and have them pray over you. Amen. We walk firmly in that. My Bible also tells me where there's one or two or gathered, He is in the midst. Amen. This morning I'm going to ask you a serious question, one of the most serious questions I'll ever ask you in your entire life. Do you know Him? And I ain't talking about being born again knowing Him. I'm talking about knowing Him. Because there's one thing about it, ladies and gentlemen. You can say, I know the Lord, but are you known by Him? Where's your walk at with Him this morning? And when I say, are you known by Him, I mean like, does He really know you? Are you willing to really just dive in and be known by Him? I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning. Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard. It's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.